don't eat pizza.
You had sourdough this week?
Who?
Sourdough was really good this week.
I didn't have.
The three things last week wasn't enough, by the way. Should have
been
more.
Three was not enough last week. Not even close.
It was Friday night before the soup.
It was done Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, all three were done Friday night.
Had a Hamas Shabbos this week.
Where?
Not like Friday, but they will Hamas Shabbos this time.
His son
was here.
Where?
Nobody?
Son was not. Son
was there. No, son's not there.
And you were at four.
No. Those guys?
This is finished here.
What is it?
Olives.
Olives?
I asked Chaim if he could bring Sicilian slices. I said, I'll trade you some olives for it. So he wrote, no Sicilian for Saturday night, but bring olives anyway. I was quite correct. I said, I'll bring olives anyway. He wrote, I have one for him, for the Chaim. Also, I need a dark room. And it's already to dark.
I don't. I'm not eating olives now. This is not good. Not good. Not now.
Pre-warning.
Pre-warning.
Forks
for what? Just go like this, like a shoko. Haliteni nom in a olives azeh. You know. Whole Chanukah, you said Haneris Halalu. What does it say? Elali roi sam bilvad. None. Just his donor, yeah, just his. That's not, it's a homemade. That's it. But I didn't finish the whole thing.
The whole pan, you mean?
No, the whole donut.
You took the pan.
I took the pan. I brought it home for my kids.
Yeah.
I polished it off for 5 minutes. Done. Licked it.
Who was up
then? Itzi Chani, I don't know who was up, but whoever was up, it was gone in the morning. Good chocolate.
No pizza.
Chaim's
not coming.
He is.
It's a fake video.
It's a
fake video.
What video? What?
Oh, you didn't see it.
It's only half of the pizza.
Well, he never came before, so
I've never seen it.
True.
Next time, we'll come and bring the
oven. I'm not the shop. What's out pizza? I've been doing the week. I don't see you at night.
You're the type to make your own in the morning.
Oh, I like your story.
Okay, let's go. Today's daf, unfortunately, brings in the sugya, what happened on Friday in Gaza, a terrible story. In Gaza, they killed three hostages by mistake. But they're saying now the hostages were hands up with flags.
White flag, no shirt. Like
the Arabs set them up. Hamas set them up.
No.
I assume that.
So then why would they kill them?
They told them, go out and say Hatzilu. The way that the terrorists were admitting defeat.
Then why would they kill them?
Well, because
it was a danger zone.
Imagine you're 19 years old, right? And you have wave after wave of a guy trying to kill you with all manner of tricks, like suicide bombers, they've been sending them.
Right.
Dolls crying like babies, booby traps. And so that comes with a white flag. You have like 0.3 seconds to shoot them enough. Make the wrong choice.
Mm-hmm. No, but the third guy went back into the house and
he came back afterwards, right?
Yeah. I know, but you have to realize these guys are that you're talking about a serious situation here. You're talking about they're getting from Al Zaitan now.
The trigger happy, so to speak.
Not trigger happy. They're scared for their life.
That too, but they want to kill the Arabs.
Yeah, because
that's... Before they get killed.
Saying, you see the guy coming out of the tunnel?
Do you see that in the tunnel? They load the camera down, the guy looks at the camera, and they shot him?
Yeah.
Ooh, what's this? How you find out?
No, but like, it's crazy. A single gunman coming out of a tunnel thinks he's going to survive this with 10 IDF guys around him. Just come out and surrender.
It's more he wants to take as many with him as he can.
You're not really committed.
What do you mean? Come out and surrender. What are you doing?
Come say the doubt. There's 5 guys hungry for pizza. That's why they're here. But he comes anyway, right? Because they're going to snapping. He wants to at least kill a guy. You know,
no, I think that Hamas has the same ideology as the IDF. I mean, IDF are trained that if they're going to be taken hostage, better get killed than be taken hostage. Because
yes.
Then they're going to torture you, try to get information. It's a very bad ending for a soldier to get. We're Memdal today. Start Memgon base.
Eventually.
I think Hamas is the same thing. Yeah. Hamas would rather die than to go get taken into Israel. Except that you have 3,000 guys who just put their hands up and are in jail now.
Mm-hmm. They think they're going to get them out. They think the end of the war comes and they swap the rest of the hostages.
According to Saddam Hamas, that guy says that in Israeli prisons, they get tortured more by Hamas than by the Israelis.
In the Israeli prison?
In the Israeli prison, Hamas members got tortured more by Hamas.
Of the guys who were there?
Yeah, because if they're, you know, giving over too much information.
They don't segregate them, they don't separate them, and they don't care.
I think they're like, they'll kill each other.
It's what it is in every prison. If you're a rat, you get, you know.
Snitches get stitches.
What a room to put each guy in their own cell.
Stitches.
What are they putting them? There's a dump them in one big room.
I don't make a silk.
You know what a place to shoot? You know what a place to shoot?
Feilich Matzav. Today's shir sponsored Fushlim Yosim Baracha Shmuel Ben Baracha for our soldier Avram Ben Gila.
Who's on the door?
No, it's somebody else. I don't know who it is.
It's a boy.
It's a boy in 10th grade who's not well.
Local?
No. And the guy's known from Tashbar.
Yeah, local.
Not local. Who is it?
Not from neighborhood.
Yeah, Lakewood. Yeah, Lakewood. Yeah. I don't know. Local means here. Anyway, Klai is only Shemenz Yeshuas or Fuas, it's not a Nishkanvitz. Nishkanvitz. Zati Gemara. I don't know. I don't know what's going to be. Zati Gemara. B'chemi Ben or Abbas?
The answer is, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
I messed it up.
Wow.
The answer that the wrong said at the beginning. Right after something started. Stop playing.
Pull me back, please.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
Wow, Chaim.
What's going on,
guys? Chaim, none of us could eat. What are you, crazy?
Why? We can't eat?
What are you, crazy?
I wear a bag, so it stays hot. There's got to be more people. We got to recruit. Yeah.
Send the pictures.
Let's send pictures.
You
grab
them by my house?
Oh, my God. I love this guy. Gary Atzadik.
Okay, can you
he
put...
saves his points. He has extra points.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I go full circle. Full circle. I have so much points.
Oh, give him the other container too.
More plates.
No other container.
Hey guys, come on.
You want to eat now? Or you
let's have it now.
Halitani, no.
I knew Chivas was going to call Halitani.
Oh, you know. Lazim Levin. Lazim Essen. That's like when Gary says he has extra points. Leave him alone.
He gets requests, I don't.
He knows it. You're a
sad. I get requests.
I get requests.
What's that?
Well, I had
sushi.
Oh.
Who needs cheeseless? Are you kidding me? What is it, a restaurant?
I'll pay you, Chaim. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What is a restaurant?
More people. This is crazy.
No, it's good,
Should we recruit? Oh, thank you.
With the family.
Look at this. This is wildness.
This
I don't know, I used to be able to eat milk pigs.
Had the neighbors.
It doesn't work anymore, so.
You have a fire? Where's the fire?
Is there a plate?
No fire? Are
there plates? There's no fire in there?
Yeah, real plates.
Check by the left over there.
Wow, thank you.
Too much flour.
How much do I owe you for the four slices?
Really?
How much do I owe you for the four slices?
Crazy.
Look at this. Stop.
$2.50 a slice.
$2.50 a slice.
What if I don't want to
go home.
I'm going to give it to
Avi. Your father knows that strong?
No. But I say Avi Lane. I call Avi Lane.
His Israeli number?
No, I had it made from one word above him. I don't know.
Chaim.
No problem.
Oh, you know what I have to bring next week? Ketchup.
Azaku Baruch Chaim.
No problem. Oh, I like that. Malava Malka.
Ketchup. Let's bring ketchup next time. I'll bring ketchup.
Take this one. There's no big gimbal. I never had it. I must have missed it or something, whatever. So I see there's two small gimbals. I must have bought a small gimbal and figured, whatever, right. So I have to buy a big one. Otherwise, the set, I think it's the only one missing.
There's another one down there, the blue one.
What?
We need a crowd.
This over here.
Okay, when we get there, I'll buy it. Okay, when I get there. All right. Okay, when I get there, I'll buy it. But I'm saying it's only one. Let's buy it, and like this, the set's complete. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe we should have a sheer room ketchup. We should have a bottle of Heinz.
What's the like
Costco?
Everyone's complaining. You're a little too far. Go home.
That's me, baby. As many trees as you could possibly get.
Now
I don't understand how you get that out of the system. Huh?
The trees?
No.
Put the trees in. Get the trees out. What do you?
Thank you. On the tape. On the video. We're going to be listening to this in 20 years from now.
Is there a fork anywhere?
Over there.
In the closet.
You guys are ready? I mean, can I think it's better if you guys have your mouth full. I can move it. If you're going to ask Akasha, please swallow.
Where's the olive?
He'll swallow first. Lamais, I spoke to somebody. He wants to come to the shir. Older guy said, I got to come. I said, if you want to come at night, I'm just letting you know, I have two Altamiras there. He said, what? You have two Altamiras? Yes. Who are the Altamiras? Dovi Becker, Sean Sri Yerman. He's like, I knew both their grandfathers. I said, "Who? How do you know?" He's like, I know who they are. I know who they are. Purits. I don't know how he knows. He knew them? The son knows them? The son, I'm talking about.
Not only the dad of them.
The father probably knew them, so I guess he knows them through your father.
Who's Purits?
From the mirror. They were around the corner, two blocks away from the mirror. You know who he is.
Yeah. So his son is he's by Newman. I'm doing his house. He's like, I got to come. I said, I'm telling you, come at night. You're going to have a lot of fun. He's like, I don't know if I want to come at night. Maybe I'll come in the morning.
There is no shir in the morning.
His father bought a slaughterhouse in Nebraska. My father went to go set it up.
Oh, he had a slaughterhouse also? He had his hands on everything, that guy.
He bought a slaughterhouse in Nebraska. That was used by Solomon.
Oh, interesting.
My father went to go set it up.
Let's go. You ready to roll, guys? We have a hot block today. It's a hard block. The first half is hard. The second half is...
What exactly is
somebody found that in Nestor's van outside. No idea. Let's put it in the Seamus box over here. Don't put it in the safer. No, take it out. Put it in the Seamus box. I know. No, there's a Seamus box in. Okay, let's go. So the Mishnah says, "Chaim ben Abbas." The what? Let's start. Chaim ben Abbas.
Yeah, I didn't look at it. I saw it. I want to look at the pasuk.
Mem Gimel Beis on the bottom, five lines on the bottom. Today's Daf Mdal. So, V'chei Ben Oy Bebas. Zotig Gemara. Toner Rabbanon. Oy Ben Yigach. Oy Bas Yigach. You got the psukim here? Oy Ben, I don't believe what you're doing to me.
Backwards again?
Double side.
I don't know what you're doing over here. Okay. Ben Yigach, Abbas Yigach. I don't know. What are you doing here?
Are you right, Doc?
What, over here, this is good. This pos, this one's. No, it's not good. What are you doing here? Yeah, so front and back is different psukim, you see? Okay, I don't know, Gary. You got the footsies when you're doing the thing? What are you doing?
Saving paper.
You don't have like a pedal that you could switch to printer? Okay, Ben Yigach, Abbas Yigach. It's somewhere there on the page. I have no idea. I'm called bottom left. Right, whatever. My left, your right. So Ben Yigach, Abbas Yigach, L'chaiv al-Katan and Kigadoylam. Tell you that a shor that kills a katan and katano, the shor will get killed the same way as a gadol. Frank Gemara, Vali Dinhu, you have a Mabatsinu. Hayov v'chayev adam adam means a person killing a person's chayev, v'chayev shor ba'adam, and a shor killing a person's chayev. Mach k'shchayev adam adam, lo yishnam b'ngtam g'dayim, doesn't matter what it is. Al k'shchayev shor ba'adam, lo yitach b'ngtam g'dayim, it should be the same thing. V'oid k'av v'chaymer, now I tried looking this up, I don't see anybody talk about it. I don't know why the Gemara needs to bring two things, a mamatzino and a k'av v'chaymer. I think k'av v'chaymer is stronger than a mamatzino. I think, no? I don't know. I tried to look on the klolim, I couldn't find it today. So v'oy kavachaymer hu u'ma adam adam shloy osu b'ktanam kigadoylam, which means that a katan is not mechuyev because he's not bar einshim chayev bar ktanam kigadoylam. But if a person kills a katan, it's the same thing as if he kills a gadol. So shor ba adam. I didn't see berachas avram. No, not on this. Not on this.
No, on why we bring a kavachaymer in einshim adin anyways.
No, Ein Shem Adin, that's a big tumah. No, but they don't talk about this point, I'm saying, that why these two things. Yeah, okay. I didn't see anybody talk about it. No, I saw that Ein Shem Adin, it's a big tumah. So, Now the Kalkhami says, Shar ba'adam, sha'azba katam gadoilim, which means that a shar, it doesn't matter if it's 1 day old or 10 years old, a shar is a shar. There's no difference. There's no such thing as a shar cut and that's potter. So, ain't it din shechayv akhtam gadoilim? Shouldn't be chayv on akhtam gadoilim? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Lo yim amrit adam ba'adam, shekin chayv bar ba'advarim. Not nezek. Rash says nezek, a shar is chayv also. But tzar, ripu, shev is a boishness, those four things, only adam luchayv. So you see that adam is more chamer. Adam is stronger. So mele, you can't bring from adam to shar. So mele, you need a pasik. Tam lemoi ben yigach, abas yigach, lechayv, that's the pasik over here, lechayv al ketanim, ke gedolim. So Dr. Gemara, it's very nice, but only a little bit more adam. That's only by mu'ud. But tam in nine. How do you know that by tam also, lechayv ketanim gedolim? So Gemara says again, a mamatzinu and a kavachayman. The Gemara is going to shlug up both. Dinu, hoy lechayv be'ish ve'isho, lechayv be'ben u'bas, lechayv on both. On an ish ve'isha and on a gadol katan, mak shechay be'ish ve'isha lechlakta be'min tam l'mu'ud, af shechay be'min abas, lo'y tach lo'y boi ben tam l'mu'ud. V'oid kav ha'chaymer, ma ish ve'isha shken hara kach min azakin. What does it mean, hara kach min azakin? That if they're mazik, they have to pay, which means that you're at a less advantage. Less advantage means you're more chomer, really. It's a funny way of saying it. Hara kach min azakin, lechlakta be'min tam l'mu'ud, ben abas, yav kach min azakin, and then shalot tach be'min tam l'mu'ud. Like Gemara is going to say, I don't understand.
You know, it's a better matter for custom. We always say that a cotton is the awesome rock. If you damage them, you have to pay. If they damage you, they don't pay.
So it's worse.
Yeah.
You have also a chumra. The Gemara doesn't ask. The Gemara shlugs up the whole kav chumra for a different reason. The Gemara says, Amit.
Look at the Rashi's further
on. On the first one, on the Mamatzinim.
No.
On the Mamatzinim.
No,
Yofa Kaikam. When it says, Loy Kabchay, Mayash Vishikan Harakam Zakan. Right, yeah. Harakam Zakan, right. Because they're Machuyev, and kids are not Machuyev, right. Kids are not Machuyev. But the Gemara is going to ask, the whole Kabchayim doesn't really make sense, because Punkfa Kert, if you tell me that a lady, that Adam is more Chamer, then that's the reason why you can't Shtel Tzutash to. So, how can you Shtel Tzu? Your reasoning is trying to say something, but you're backwards. So, Gemara is going to sort of ask that. The Gemara says, Right.
But that doesn't make them more chomer as far as nizakin, because they have a kalus in a different thing that doesn't apply. Right? You're saying Ben and Bas are not similar to Katana, not similar to Gedolim, because Katana are not having mitzvahs. So what? They're like Katana also being the band.
He's saying it's not an advantage.
What does one thing have to do with the other? We're talking about this, and it has to show a Kalachim and this item.
The Gemara is using it as an advantage, because Lamaisa, they're at that.
They don't compare. Obviously, they don't compare.
They don't compare. Yes. So Gemara says, Lamaisa Gemara says, because of this, we don't have a Kalachim, we don't have a Mamatzinu. Tam Loimar, that's why I need the Pasuk. Oy ben yikach bas yikach. Negicha batam, negicha mu'ud, negicha lemisa, negicha zaken. Now, what's the limud? We already learned it out. So Rashi says there's two kigachs. Yigach, yigach, trey zimni. Deribala, negicha lemu'ud, latam, lemisa, and zaken. So Machlok is how to learn over here. Rashi learned that's because of two kigachs. We already used one kigach.
Right.
The second kigach is extra to tell you everything. It means the fact that there's an extra kigach
from one
kigach.
How does that work?
I don't know. That's how Rashi learns. I saw somebody else says that the limud is not from kigach. I mean, Gemara says kiyigach. The limud is from the extra word kemishvutaz. Is it kemishvutaz? Who says it? Somebody says it. Let me just see if it's Taisus. No, I don't think it's Taisus. I don't know. Somebody says a different shot that it's from the rest of the pasuk, not from the kiyigach. Anyway, that's the
Ben
Peretz. What does he say? That's the rest of the pasuk, right? Yeah. That's extra. Bartanura says, Bartanura, I saw that. Why is the other key not because you need it for the pasuk?
No, because the Gemara is
saying over here everything. Gemara says negicha batam, negicha mu, negicha lemisa, negicha lenzaken. The Gemara is putting them all together, which is what you learned out before negicha lebemud. That was before Zlimud. I don't know. Anyway, Rashi is learning clearly because of extra kiyigach.
So the Baturah said that it's not really for limudim because tam muad and gadol and katan, you're learning muad by both tam and gadol. So it's really one more limud.
One limud for tam muad.
Dov, katan and gadol.
I'm tam muad by katan and gadol. Yeah.
It really turns out to be one muad. It really turns out to be one limud. That's okay. The point.
I hear. Rashi is clearly not learning that. Rashi is learning that you're learning out of all things.
You have two limudim that are the same thing. In other words, you want to learn something to Gadol and to Katan.
You don't need to have. You don't need to have.
Four ribuyim. You don't need to have one extra ribuyim.
Maybe that's what Rashi means, by the way. Yigach trei zimni the ribal on a gich limud v'latam lemisla nzakan. It's two limudim. It's really only two limudim. But for two different things. Tamud for
he's saying for it's the same thing. You're learning Tamud to both Gadol and Katan.
Maybe that works in Rashi. Maybe that works in Rashi.
And maybe he's trying to put that into Rashi. I don't know.
Okay. Shoy Mischach B'Kaisel. So we all know, guy. You ever see in a shul, guy rubs himself on the bookcase? So it's the same idea. So you have a Shoy Mischach B'Kaisel. And before the, of course, I'm so happy you're here. We actually. Any pizza here?
We have cheese.
There's a whole other calzone.
And there's more calzones.
Okay, good.
Olives.
No one's eating olives when I'm going to look at that quiz. I didn't ask what
the
shop.
The pizza from Lots and Lumberger. From Lots and Lumberger. It's fine.
Okay, so just a little akdama before we start the Mishnah. There's a Gemara on Amud Beis that says, Kemisas Abaylim, Kach Mises Ashar, which means, a shor is only mechuyev if I'm reading Agdama. Just I'm telling you something before the Mishnah. That something I understand before the Mishnah. That the only time a shor is mechuyev is a place that if a person did the same thing, he'd be mechuyev. But if a person did the same thing, he'll be potter. The shor is potter too. So if a person doesn't shloim miskaven, he's potter. A shor is the same thing. A shor shloim miskaven is potter. So now shor shloim miskach bekaisel benova adam. So that he was trying to scratch the wall, scratch his back, and the wall fell down and killed someone. He's potter. Niskam laharik zabehema. He won't kill the animal. Laharik zadam by mistake. That's potter. Liknani a Gazanian laharik ben Yisrael nebuch. And then the fallen laharik ben Kayama is potter. We're saying that a shor is potter just like an adult, just like an adam, which means that adam would also be potter in this case. We'll see the gemara on the base machlokes.
We see time goes. So it's on the days that it happened.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Amar Shmuel, so Nazak Shmuel, Pater Memisa. This halacha, the Mishnah, is only Pater Memisa. It means you don't kill the person, you don't kill the animal. But Vechaya Bekoifer. You are Chayim and Koifer. If the animal kills Shalei Miskaven, you Chayim and Koifer. Who? No. No, but this.
What's the comparison?
Only Legabi Mises Ashar. Mises Ashar is only.
Then
the Shar gets Misa.
At the end of the day, you kill the person.
Yeah, you kill the person. If you're not miskava, you don't get.
I'm saying at the end of the day, that's
what
you need to pay for.
Oh, I'll tell you. So he holds potter misa v'chayv b'koyfer because the ma'aseh you killed, like you're saying. But Rav Amar potter misa. No, it goes together. It goes hand in hand. And we had this before already. Shor b'skilo the b'alam koyfer. Shor is potter, you don't get koyfer. Zotin gemara v'amai hotamu.
Why is
chayv koyfer? K'damara b'mud lipel abnei adam. Basically, it's a Gemara later on in Memches that the animal could become a mu'ud to fall onto people in baris, and the Gemara says the scenario is where there's a vegetable in the bar, so the animal gets used to going at the vegetable and he ends up falling on the person, he becomes a mu'ud. So over here also, he's a mu'ud to scratch on his wall and kill someone. So effectively, Gemara, if he's a mu'ud, then you're bakatalu. If this animal becomes a mu'ud to kill someone on a wall on a wall throwing down, he's a bakatalu. So what's the Mishlaim of the Hasam the Chazi Yeroika? You saw a vegetable of an afal. I understand. Al Hacham Michael Meima. What are you going to say over here? What's the Hakanah? Mischach because on the Asay, he's scratching himself for Hano, not to kill a person. So Gemara says, how do you know that?
Well, how do you know otherwise? Why else would he be scratching his the back? But Pashtus we were learning scratching the back.
Right. So the Hamin is Tosis says the Hamin is Tosis says something about that. That he's miskaven la piloy, but he was not scamming to knock it down on the person. Right. Not on the person. So how does
the guy with the ashes, the shard?
Yeah, yeah, this guy is for real.
Wants to knock the wall down, but
well, he's a scratchy shard. He's an itchy shard.
He wants to knock the wall down.
No, but only because of itching. He's itchy. He has a problem. You have to realize they don't use the powder, so they're constantly, you know, just can't get, you know what I mean?
Is this on video?
Yeah, it's almost on video. What's the Shiloh? So far we didn't say anything bad. You wait. Anyway, there's nothing, you can't get any worse than sitting here with Yossi Katz at night than what's going on in the video, you know what I mean? The other night was, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know how the conversation went north over there. Or south, or whatever you want to call it.
Donuts?
No. This is before it was out the next night. So Gemara says, "Look at Michael. How can I miscall because on also? For the moment, how do you know? Well, you have like a chip in the mind of the sure. The bust and offal after the wall fell down. Come miscall, but he keeps on itching. He's scratching like nuts. Rakati, for the Gemara, tsuris nenu. No, kati tsuris nenu. For the Gemara, that's not. You're not mechuyev kofer. Rashi says kofer is only benegicha to have a gufei mamish. If it's tsroirus, he's scratching on the wall, he's itching on the wall falls down, knocks a guy in the head. What does that do with, you know, you don't get kofer. It says, Amar Amari, Breder Avkana, deka ozo mine mine. No. This guy, he's a real itcher. He shuckles on the wall, he's scratching, and then as the wall's falling, he keeps on going and going and going and going until he actually knocks the wall on top of the guy. So the question somebody asked this afternoon, I don't know what the answer is. The guy asked, there was a guest, he asked, so then it's shame, because it's Hano.
The whole time it's Hano.
It's not Karen. It's that you're back in the same kasha. But I don't know, Rashi says, Ela benegicha dav gufei mamish. Maybe gufei mamish is enough. You don't have to be dafka negicha. Soiris is a problem, but maybe if it's gufei mamish, that's a problem. That's also good. I don't know. I don't know the answer to this. That's enough. Shane is not the force. Right. Shane is only Hano. This is Hano with the force. That's what I told him, but I don't know. So Zot Gemara, now there's one thing, one kasha that Rabbi Chanan asks, is a very interesting kasha. I mean, I asked the kasha, Mr. Ravel almost bit my head off, and he said the teretz. The Gemara says, U'menoya dinan. U'menoya dinan, how do we know? So frekter Rabbi Chanan, what do you mean? Suffer nefashas l'hakol. We said, kimisa ashar, kach misa abayalam. Kimisa abayalam, kach misa ashar. By a person, in Safak Nefashas L'Hakul. So ashar also, Safak Nefashas L'Hakul. Yep, you don't know if he was... You don't know what he was doing. So Safak Nefashas L'Hakul.
You see him scratching, he's moving across the wall.
No, that's the Gemara's terror, he's moving across the wall. But I'm saying, what's the Gemara's kasha? Manaya Dinan. You take don't know, and it's a Safak. Where's Rebbe Chanan? It was over there. The what? Oh, so that's what he says. When we suffer nefesh on a cow? So it seems to be that because we're comparing shor to bilim, so then that's what Rechonon's kasha is. Rechonon says, no, by a person, the reason why suffer nefesh is a hakko because we're tzicha. By a cow, it's baltashkes. Baltashkes, we're foreign. It's not that you don't say suffer nefesh is a hakko. No.
Once he killed,
you have to kill him. That's what I know. He's done. But that's what he's saying. It's a suffix. I'm a suffix. We're not going to say this. I don't know. It's interesting kasha. Interesting. He elaborates about it in Bav Basra. He alludes to in Bav Kama. He says, look at Bav Basra, Reish Chav Gimel. He has a whole shtickle Torah on this. Anyway, we're going to bring a ride to Shmuel, who holds that you do get kofer. But you have to derive. Yesh chayim misa over kofer. The Gemara is explaining Shmuel. Yesh chayim kofer over potter misa. Yesh chayim misa over potter not kofer. Yesh potter mizeh and mizeh. Okay, tzad. Mood bekavana, chai misa bekoifer. No questions asked. Mood shalei bekavana, chai bekoifer, potter misa. Tam bekavana, chai misa, potter mina koifer. Tam shalei bekavana, potter mizeh mizeh. That's it. Vanazikin. What about anazikin shalei bekavana? So far we're talking about you kill shalei bekavana. Whatever you damage shalei bekavana. So machlokes, Rebbe Yehuda mechayev, Rebbe Shimon poiter. My time Rebbe Yehuda, yol mekoifroi. Ma koif shalei bekavana chayev. Avanazikin amish shalei bekavana chayev. That's how he learns it out. Rebbe Shimon. Yom Kotle the Shor. Ma Kotle Shlok Kvara Potter. Av Nizik Shlok Kvara Potter. Fred Mor Rabbi Yehuda Neil Nami Neil Mekotle. Each one should learn from the other. What's the cheshbon over here? The Mor says no. Very good cheshbon. Don't tashlumen tashlumen. You do pay from pay. You don't do pay from misa. Main don't tashlumen misa. So what about Rabbi Shimon? Nami Neil Mekoyfroy. Don't achiyuv the Shor. Achiyuv the Shor. Lafuke Koyfer. Achiyuv the Bailam. There's no shaykes. You can't compare it to Koyfer. Koyfer is a chiyuv Bailam. We want you want to know if the shor is mechuyev. You go to misa. Misa is a chiv on the shor, and money is a chiv on the shor. Nezek is a chiv on the shor. So maybe that's what he learns out. Zokti Gemara neskam lags behem orgs adam potter. Haneskavin zokti Gemara. Haneskavin no tetz rav. Haneskavin laharik zev zev. You went to kill laharik zev harik zev means we're talking about a person. We're talking about shor. We're talking about a person.
Animal,
don't want to show. And it's gam lahar gazeh v'har gazeh. The halach is chayiv. Masnis like Rav Shimon. The time Rav Shimon, my food is gam lahar gazeh v'har gazeh potter. My time Rav Shimon. The makro, I show you sokol. The gam bal v'yumas. Kemisa b'ayim, kach misa shor. This is where the limit is. Ma b'ayim adam mechamalei. I'm sure not adam mechamalei. Fetim morim b'ayim gufayim minol. How do you know? The makro, v'orav lo v'kamalov. Actually, it's gam lo. You have the pasuk? Gary, got the pasuk? I got it. I think that you have it on the back or something. I don't know where I am.
The double side is mixing them up.
Double side. No, you haven't been in a while. It's see-through. You're very excited double side because you meet from the other side.
Yeah, but you messed up.
Oh, it's the same thing on both
sides. You forgot to push the pedal. You forgot to push the pedal.
Oh, it's the same thing on both sides.
There's no bar of law. You don't have that pasuk.
Possible. Look at the guy.
Yeah,
where's the guy?
That's Mem Gimel.
Huh?
Why are you looking at Mem Gimel?
Where do you want me to look?
Mem Dalet, the one for the
Oh, right there, right there.
And by the way, it's the right thing. In the back.
Oh, this one, the footwork, the pedal. You push the pedal twice?
Because you're looking at the wrong amud.
You have like a sewing machine kind of massive?
Yeah.
You push the thing, it goes, it turns around the printer. How do you get the printer to print both sides? You turn the printer around?
Livy's looking
for
a
mouse.
You need a little mouse. You know what a mouse is? You give a little double click left.
Double click left.
That's what she tells you to do.
You see the blue? The light blue for the Israeli flag? That's what we're holding now. Not a yayinim, Israeli flag. Different kind of thing. Look at Hesher's house. So Gemara says, actually it's kavaloi. Rabbanon, you ever saw Tziyani, he's living there. Rabbanon, hi v'arvle my avdile. I'm going to be a rebbe. Yanai pral zerk evan lagav. Hey Chidami, what does it mean you throw a rock in a crowd? Say Chidami, a friend of mine did an Eretz Yisrael, he got arrested. He let me take a tisha, he didn't kill anybody, Baruch Hashem. They take a tisha, Kananim, there's nine goys, Vecha Yisrael, Benim, typically the Ruba Kananim, so why should he be chayim? Inami paga, Safan Vash Lahaka again. Let's read the Katisha Yisraelim. There's nine Israelites, Vecha Kananim, that would be Ruba Yisraelim, Ninu, Kim the Kachal, Kananim, Benayim, Avali Kavua, Kal Kavua, Kamexa, Mexadom, Safan Vash Lahaka, and Rashi says, this is the limud. So you want to know where Kol Kavua Kamechsa Mechsadami is? This is it. Shor Isha, Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Shor Isha v'Shor Yisoyimim. Okay, so you have six different scenarios over here of axes that belong to different people. Shor Isha v'Shor Yisoyimim, Shor Petrov, Shor Midbar, Shor Hektish. Shor Ager, Shor Mezion, Yoshim, Arid Chayov and Misa. All these axes, they get killed. Yudaimer, no. Shar Midbar, he argues on three cases. Shar Midbar, Shar Hector, Shar Ger, Shemes Turman Amiso, Vishenlan Bayal. Now, it's interesting. Shar Midbar is the same thing as Shar Ger, because they're both Hefker. Shar Midbar means Hefker, Shar Ger is Hefker, right?
One of them. Shar Ger.
What's Shar Ger? Ger Shainla Yershim. Yeah, Ainla Yershim. So the Gemara is going to talk about it. Turn around. Shar. Shiva, the seven times says Shar, Lahavi Shar Isha. You have the seven times? Woo, I didn't chop this afternoon. You see, you mixed me up with. No, because you mixed me up with the double side. Oh, I didn't have these out?
You didn't have the right daf out.
Gary.
It says the number at the top of the page.
Ivy's looking for a hoist buffer.
I need a mouse. I need like a guy. I need a pedal.
He's a guy.
I need to be.
Need the uncle.
What's sticky over here? A little taffy. Okay, so this, Gary got this right. I can't read on this side because on that side it's coming through. Something about shar, 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 shar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, very good. And one, you only dash six. One of them is for the for the din. Zotting Gemara, very good, very good pasuk. So Shar Shar Shiva Lav Yishar Isha Shar Soim Shar Ptav Shar Midrash Shar Hegdash Shar Agesh Shemais Veil Yoshin. You Daimer Shar Midrash Shar Hegdash Shar Agesh Shemais Veil Yoshin. Ptur on a Mizuf Shein Lam Baim. They got no landlord. No, not landlord. No
owners.
Amar Avuna Poyter Rabbi Yehuda Afilu Nagach Lebsoy Fikdish. Even if you gored and then you mocks, basically Rabbi Yehuda is taking your sheet a step further. It's not just if the animal's hefker and it gores and it's just hefker from the beginning. Even if while it gored, it wasn't hefker. And then you makdish it or mafker it, no problem. You're off the hook. Zakti Gemara, Mimai, how do you know? How do we know? Because Zakti Gemara, I'll tell you how you know, because the Mishnah is repetitious. It's superfluous. Superfluous? Tani, Tarti, Shara Midbar, Shara Ger, Shemes, Vainly Yoshim. Shara Ger, Shemes, mind you, Kim Vainly Yoshim, Havali Shara Hefker. So Han Shara Midbar, it's the exact same case. So like tomorrow you're right. The leiman shtei misa amadik din v'gemar din shom kachav. This is a major chiddush because what happens is that every single person could get out of having his animal killed.
But it's not your animal; it's a different animal.
What do you mean? Why?
Because if it's dead, you can't use it. And if it's not, if it's hefker, what are you gaining for it? It's hefker. Why not if he's
you'd be kaina right afterwards.
We're not talking about him taking it right
afterwards. Hefker kaina.
Hefker kaina. Sixth grade.
This is where it comes from.
So back to sixth grade.
You never did it. All my cars that I traded will have Kakaina. Anyway, have a great Vach. I'll see you tomorrow. Yasha Koach, it's a pleasure.
Double sided took all the way over clarity.
No,
he ordered new paper. You ordered new reams, right? Yeah, order it. No, purple. Kat says you got to use purple. What?
Purple?
No. What about purple?
Purple.
So it's the same thing. You and him are the same thing. You and him say the same thing, just different words. Chaplin had the best line Friday morning.
What's his name?
Katz. Chaplin had the best line. It was Friday morning, by early morning show, we discussed that by Spitz's fire, the hydrant wasn't working. Yeah, you guys don't.